Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. Tonight, we enter in. Oh yeah, we enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes! Oh, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. The price for me, yes you did, Lord, way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you, Lord. I'm not gonna lift you up, yes I will. I magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at two or three people and say, I got to praise him. A whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yes, Lord, we enter in this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hayaruko shana mariko robo shata. We enter in this morning. Thanking you, Father God, for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God. Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, O God, all that we are, for all that you are right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We humble ourselves before you, O God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name as we come by faith, O God. Oh, Lord, that you will move mighty on this line today, O God. Bring in healing. Bring in deliverance, O God. Set your children free, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come believing, O God. But, Lord, we ask, O God, that you help us with our unbelief, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Father God, we just want to say thank you, O God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, O God. It is you that have clothed us in our right mind, O God, that we know who we are and whose we are, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough. Amen. Oh, Lord, my Lord, my God, we thank you and we love you. We come praying the prayer of thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, thank you for keeping us. Thank you for saving us, oh God. Thank you for healing us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, thank you for giving your angels charge over, oh God, in all our ways. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for your hedge of protection that's around us right now. We thank you, Lord God, oh God, for saving our mothers and brothers and sisters, amen, and those that we're concerned about right now, oh God. We thank you that you're moving mighty right there on this line this morning. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God, before we can even pray, oh God, you're already answered, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you, oh God, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah's about the Lord of hosts, amen. You are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. Let peace come and be still, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us. Oh, Lord, heal right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, remove every delay, oh God, to our blessing, to our healing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come to receive divine direction and instructions from you, oh God. Oh, Lord, you guide us, oh God. Lord, we pray for divine order in our life. When things are out of order, Lord, we pray for spiritual alignment this morning, amen. Oh, Lord, let us receive it right now, and we receive it by faith, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, in the powerless name, that we walk by faith and not by faith, and we are delivered and set free and healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the finished work on the cross, the blood that you shed on Calvary, amen, the blood that cleanses us, that redeems us, that sanctifies us, that heals us and makes all things new. Hallelujah to your name, God. We come, oh God, that our minds may be renewed this morning, amen, by your word and the watch of your word. Oh, Father God, if you find any wickedness in us, oh God, Lord, search our hearts and minds this morning and take it out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our minds right now. Oh, we know that the enemy is attacking our minds of those that believe you, so we come against it with the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to keep our minds stayed on you, those things that are righteous, those things that are pure, those things that are good, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we give it all over to you right now. We surrender all that we are to you, oh God. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ and our will with yours, Heavenly Father. Have your way right now.
Him. We come drinking the cup of blessing Him, and we decree the cup of the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of faith that we will not be denied. We will not take any confidence, but we'll go after the kingdom. And we are the righteousness of God. Amen. Through Christ Jesus, we made us righteous. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah to your name. Yeah. Oh, my mighty, mighty. We thank you, Lord. We cry out even more today. We cry out that you will hear us, God. We cry out even more, God, that you deliver us out of our troubles. We cry out, Lord God. We study your word, Lord God, for your word says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, that your spirit will lift up a standard, Lord God, and keep us, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will not be overtaken by the flood of the cares of this world, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we shall stand strong, Lord God, because you are our strength, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, speak life to our bodies. Oh Lord, bring strength to our bones right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, hey, 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 Rabbi Kashane, my God, hey, Korobo Shatayere, my Lady Deva, oh God, have your way. Have your way, God. Oh, mighty Father. Oh, Lord, we need you right now, oh God. Let peace come and be still, oh God. Make us the peacemakers, oh God. We declare and declare in the name of Jesus Christ and the power of his name, that we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Oh, Lord, because you made us this world, God. Oh, Lord, for you are the potter, we are the clay, oh God. Lord, place us and remold us the way you want us to be, oh God. For we've given ourselves to many things in the world, but we give ourselves to you, oh God, so that you can use us, Father God. We've been bought for the price, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, for our life is not our own. Oh, Lord, it's you that has given us life, amen. It is you, Father God, that has done it all. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is you, Father God, that has sent your Son to save us, your only begotten Son. And we want to say thank you this day, amen. We thank you for every beat of our hearts and every breath that we take, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We thank you, Lord God. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, amen. According to your according to your church reporting, to cover us with your anointing, your glory, and your treasure for presence. Give us a fresh new release this morning, and flow in our inner man with rivers of living water, springing up forth abundant with life abundant. Fill us to hunger to overflowing with your favor, compassion, and love, your wisdom and understanding. Anoint us to hear your voice and not that of a stranger. Call us a critic, discern your voice over that of a stranger. Give us your eyes to see spiritually, and our heart to understand and be led by your Holy Spirit. Clearly help us to be bold, confident, and be obedient to do your will. Fill us with your gifts and anointing and blessing and all else you have for us, Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we anoint ourselves right now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare and declare, I tell you, are defeated. We are victorious right now. And we declare and declare by faith that victory is ours. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we are overcomers through Christ Jesus, that we're more than conquerors, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We declare and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ, because he abides in us, we're abiding him, that we can declare and declare right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, that greater is he that is in us, than he that's in the world, amen. We do not fear, because God did not give us the spirit of fear, but Lord, power and a sound mind, and we walk in it today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We break every chain, every stronghold, every stronghold. We rally and we possess the gates of the enemy. We take it back right now. We take back our peace. We take back our sword. We take back our happiness. We take back all that the enemy has stolen from us. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, church. Give God our praise and glory because he's worthy to be praised. My Lord, my God, we can't praise you enough, but we can't praise you, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name. Oh, my Lord, my God, we bless your holy name this morning. Have your way, God. We cast all our burdens down this morning. We give it over to you, Father God, and we walk in the peace that you give, the peace that surpasses all understanding. We won't look back, hallelujah. We won't look back, but you look forward to all that you have for us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are delivered and we are set free. Right now, that's breaking away right now. We cut off anything that has attached itself to us from the outside that's made its way on the inside. We cut it off right now. We destroy it with the blood of Jesus Christ. We speak life over ourselves this morning. We speak victory. We speak blessings. Hallelujah. We speak long life and favor from our Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens this morning.
Hallelujah.
Lord, that you pour our blessings upon the life of your children, that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, bless the land of Jerusalem and its people, oh God. Lord, we lift up every pastor right now of yours. We lift up, oh God, every pastor that you ordained and anointed, oh God, to shepherd your people, oh God. We lift up every apostle, oh God, that you called and ordained, oh God, to hallelujah, to shepherd your people, oh God, your children. We lift up every evangelist, every prophet and prophetess, preacher and teacher that you ordained, oh God, hallelujah, to shepherd your children, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. We ask that you keep us, oh God. Oh Lord, and lead us on the path of righteousness. For your name's sake, oh God, that we will not speak an error, oh God, to anyone's life, oh God. That we will never make it about us, oh God, but all about you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, will you bless us, oh God. Will you multiply, Lord, multiply us, oh God, in your favor, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, where you're healing, oh God, heal us, oh God. Where you deliver, oh God, deliver us, oh God. We take the authority that you've given us right now. We take up that authority today and the power. Hallelujah, right there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we use it against every plot, plan, and agenda and trickery of the enemy right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we bless your name. Almighty, in this service this morning, we thank you, Lord. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and the power of his name that all things are working together for the good of my life. For our Heavenly Father has divinely intervened and turned it all around for our good. And Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name, amen, that we are going from glory to glory to glory and wealth and riches are in our home, amen, that we're blessed and I'm going out and blessed when we come back in. We're blessed in the city and blessed in the field, amen. We're the head and not the tail. We're on top and not beneath, amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, church, hallelujah, glory to God. He's able to do it for you. He's able to do it for me, amen. Hallelujah, if you just believe and trust him. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, church. Come on, let's give God our praise, glory, honor this morning, amen. Because he is worthy. Hallelujah. We're going to open up your lives. Come on, you all, and shout with us this morning. And I thank you, God, that he kept you, amen. Thank you, God, for healing, for deliverance, amen. Come on and open up your mouth. Oh, come on, everybody. Oh, come on now. Your lives are open now. Come on and shout with us this morning. Come on and give God our praise, glory, and honor. We want to hear from you this morning. How God has kept you this morning. Amen. Come on now, Sister Dillon. Come on there. Come on, Sister Connie. Come on, Minister Mern. Come on, Brother Charles. Come on, Evangelist. Come on, everybody. Come on now.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hey, come on.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. How many know God to be a redeemer? How many know God to be a restorer? How many know God to be a deliverer? How many of God that the God that saved you? How many know God to be a way maker? How many know God to be a promise keeper? How many know God to be a light in the darkness? How many know today? It's in Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. He put it all in his son. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a wonderful Savior. Amen. All he do is just thank God for the blood that reaches you right where you are. Wherever you are in your life, the blood reaches you right there. Right there, right where you are. Higher to wash you, to cleanse you, to redeem you, to sanctify you, to make you new. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Good morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. glory, hallelujah. Don't let the enemy keep you quiet. Amen. There's praise on the inside. I can't keep to myself.
Hallelujah.
I holler stirring up in the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little, get it?
Yeah.
Even strange.
Uh-huh.
Praise is the way.
That's
say thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome everybody to Sunday morning service. Amen. Glory to God. We just thank God. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. If it's your first time being with us, my husband and I want to welcome you. I'm Tawanika Manning.
Yes, and I'm Pastor Doris. Amen.
And we welcome you Sunday morning.
Amen. Welcome.
Welcome.
Yes.
It's good to see everybody here on Sunday service bright and early this morning.
Yes.
We had a wonderful time on last night.
My Lord.
At the plate of hold and take.
My Lord.
We got started a little, we didn't really get started later, but we had an opening act that went a little bit over, but we enjoyed everything that God provided on last night.
Amen.
And everybody did a great job. Evangelist Kimberly Redford performed with us, her first time debut with us in the play, and she did an awesome job. A very heart-touching play, I tell you that.
Yes, Lord.
You know, there were people were really moved and made them start to think about the life that they live, the life that could be taken away suddenly.
Uh-huh.
And I really had a good job. Pastor Dorsey Manning did an awesome job, and the parts he played, and oh, he had the audience just laughing. And just
amen.
Amen.
We thank God.
We thank God. It was a good time. I tell you, I thank you all that came out to support. God bless you. God keep you. Those who have sown into the business that we have, and here and with the gospel ministry. God bless you, and may multiply your seed that you planted.
Yes.
And when harvest time comes, you reap a great harvest of God's blessing, God's favor upon your life. Amen. So welcome, welcome, welcome. It's your first time with us here in Sunday service. We want to welcome you. Press one. We want to pray for you and pray with you. Those of you that are online today, this morning, call in at 845-277-9213. And we'd like to welcome you this morning.
Amen. Amen. Welcome every single one. You know, this is the day. You know, that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
We are always going to be in that place of setting our day. See, I don't know if y'all understand, you know, why I always say, you know, this is the day. See, that's how you set your day. You set your day right there in that place of knowing that God is good.
Yes,
when you set your mind to that place of knowing that God is good, you're expecting the goodness of the Lord every single day. And this is that day where you will experience the goodness of the Lord. So welcome everyone to Sunday service.
Yes,
I thank everyone for being here. You could have been anywhere, and thank y'all for inviting us into your home.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
You all, as we know, Sunday service at 10 a.m., we have our communion.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to have our song selection, and we'll be right back, you all. So prepare for communion while you grab your things for communion. We'll be ready. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, God. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Go ahead and grab your communion. Yes, Lord.
God, we said tonight, amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley. Help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me. For every blessing.
For every blessing.
Give unto me.
Give unto me.
For
every valley,
you used to train.
To me.
And me, I don't deserve your love.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say,
the mercy.
Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Sacrifice
stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, you're so amazing. You're so amazing, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Let us get ready now. I hope you all have all your things for communion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down the 12 apostles. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which I shed for you. Let us pray.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your shed blood. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your broken body. Because of your shed blood, Father God, and your broken body, we, Father God, are who we are today, Father God. And that's in you, Christ Jesus. We are your righteousness. Hallelujah. And if it had not been for you, Lord Jesus, we could not be counted righteous. We could not be made whole. We could not be free. We would not be in this new covenant of grace, mercy, and truth. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man, let every woman examine him or herself, so let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you and we thank you to forgive us, and thank you for forgiving us of all of our sins, all of our transgressions, all of our iniquities, and all of our trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're not able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Jesus, that you took our sins. You took all of our transgressions and all of our iniquity and all of our trespasses to the cross with you, Lord Jesus. We thank you we now can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for each and every one of our sins, every single one of our transgressions, every single one of our iniquities and all of our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and marred and spit upon. We remember how you was whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us, for touching us, and for healing us. We thank you that you took this bread. You broke it. You said, take it, for this is my body which was broken for you. And partake in faith in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we now take this bread, this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you in faith. Hallelujah. You may eat. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. Oh, we thank you for your shed blood, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us, that your blood is our atonement. For your blood, Lord Jesus, it justifies us. It redeems us. It sanctifies us. It cleanses us and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood, Lord Jesus, it heals us. And we are healed in the name of Jesus. We now take this cup in remembrance of you. You may drink. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving. And everybody, every single body, do say amen, amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, everybody, to Sunday morning service. God bless you. God keep you. Every time we're going to have a song selection from Brother.
Yes.
Brother Joe Washington. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Joe, welcome. God bless you.
Yes, welcome.
Yes, I'm so glad to be with y'all this morning. I just enjoyed your show last night. It was just so full for me, you know, and, you know, it was just wonderful to see y'all carrying on the word, you know, and just continue to work. Okay, I'm going to sing this little song this morning. It's, you know, I've been kind of like had a heavy load this week, but I put it all in God's hand, you know, and I'm going to let God spring it out.
Yes, Lord.
Have you any river that seems uncrossable? Have you any mountain that you cannot tunnel through? God specializes in things that are impossible. I come to tell you, he can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. Have you ever been on your bed of affliction, in spite of all the doctor medicine, would do you no good? Nobody but God specializes in things that are impossible. I come to tell you, he can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. Have you cover in your home? Seem like that old enemy just wouldn't leave you alone. In spite of all you done all that you know to do. Nobody but God there anything that I am possible, I come to tell you he can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. You know the God specializes, he specializes. When trouble comes, he specializes.
Yeah.
When you're all alone, he specializes. What you need to do today, he specializes. Go down on your knees and look up towards heaven and begin to call on Jesus. Lord, Lord, oh, Lord, I know you specialize in, and you can do what no other Holy Ghost power can do. God bless you. God bless y'all.
God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, Uncle Joe, for blessing us with this beautiful song. God specializes. My Lord,
yes,
my
does.
God. And he definitely
does.
He specializes. He can do with no other power, no other being, nobody else, no thing else can do. God can do it. And we thank you, Father God. Thank you so much for that song, Brother Joe.
Amen. 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 God bless you. God keep you. Go ahead. I'm sorry. We didn't get. We didn't catch the end. What'd you say, Uncle Joe?
I said, pray for my family.
Amen. Yes, we definitely pray. Pray for you and your family.
Yes, Lord, we lift you up right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all that you're concerned about. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you would divinely intervene and move mighty concerning your son, amen, concerning the one that you have called, that you have chosen, amen, for such a time as this, oh God, that your word continues to be in this mind, oh God, let us look at the power, oh God, and the authority, hallelujah, of the Holy Ghost, amen. Oh, Lord, move mighty right now, Lord, even before you begin to speak, oh God, answer in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh, Lord, that we come in the strength of the Lord, our God. Amen. They were operating your strength, Father God, not in their human strength, but the supernatural strength that you give, Father God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Father God, let peace come and be still, oh God. Let peace overtake them. Let peace run them down, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, let them not be weary, oh God. Oh, Lord, let them be filled with your peace. Amen. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, increase our faith to receive a miracle, Lord God. The miracle, Lord God. For we know you'll be a miracle working God. And we thank you, Lord. We speak life over you right now. We speak life into the family. We speak life into the bloodline right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We speak blessings in the bloodline right now. We speak favor in the bloodline right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And all that you're concerned about, we decree and declare by faith right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, it's blessed. Amen.
Amen.
And it is so. It shall be no other way. God bless you. God keep you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. God shot down. Come on. God bless you. Just go ahead and tell Brother Joe, knowing that it's already all right. It was already finished on the cross. When Jesus said it is finished, whatever you're going through or dealing with, amen, you got to give it all over. Don't hold nothing. Don't hold nothing. Don't keep nothing. Give it. The key, God. The door is not yours. Give it over to God and know that God is God. He is able to do abundantly beyond our expectations.
Hallelujah.
Well, you know it's already finished. You ain't got to worry about the finished work. Amen. And it's already finished. It's already done. Us to know if God be for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you.
Yes,
and we thank God for you, Brother Joe, and your family.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Hallelujah. Your family is our family.
That's right.
We are family. Amen. We are all part of God's body.
That's right.
Amen. We are the church.
Amen.
We are not a building.
Amen.
We are a church that goes into a building to have church in that building. Amen. So we're having church right now because we are the church. Don't be deceived by the enemy telling you ain't in church. No, you have a church right here, right now. You can go to the building and not be having church. Amen.
Amen.
My Lord, come on over. My Lord, my God.
Yeah,
We thank you, Father God. God bless everyone here. We're going to prepare for the word that will be preached by Pastor Paul and Manning on today for myself. And we just thank God for everyone that's here. Keep on trickling in. God bless you. Stay right there. We'll have a song selection, and we'll be back with the preached word. God bless you, Brother Joe. We love you. We love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See the joy of the Lord, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. And stay right there. Stay right there. Everybody, stay right there. Stay in that place. Amen. Hold on to the good. What is the good? God is good. Hold on to God, for he is good. Don't give up.
That's right.
Don't give in.
Don't give out.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
good.
Hallelujah. Ooh, I'm coming. We coming. We coming.
Jesus.
We coming. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Your mercy towards me, your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercies I see day after day. Forever faithful towards me, and you're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Help me say, help me say.
Great is your mercy towards me.
Yes.
Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy. Your loving kindness
Your tender mercies I see.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity, Father God. We thank you for the preached word, for the spoken word. We have made it here to the message part of Sunday service, this 10 a.m. hour. And we thank you, Father God, for the word that is already went forth. You have already preached this word to your wonderful, your anointed daughter, Pastor Talvonica Manning. This woman of God is so anointed. So we just thank you, Father God, for moving her so mighty. So everyone receive my beautiful wife, Pastor Prophetess Talvonica Manning.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Give God all praise, glory, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Because he kept you, amen. That you didn't keep yourself just thanking God, hallelujah, for all he's done, what he's doing right now, what he's about to do, because you trust him, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on there, church. Come on, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Come on, get back to your feet. Right where you are, just praise him. Thank you, God, because you got shit in your bones to stand, amen. And declare the call of yourself, I will not be moved. The strength of the Lord, my God, amen. And that you are saved by his son that he sent to save you, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited when I think about the goodness of the Lord. I'm excited when I look back over my life and see where God has brought me from. I'm excited because God has kept me, amen. He kept my husband, kept my mother, kept my children, amen. Kept all that he gave me, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I don't want nothing because God is my provider. To you know God to be your provider. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Come on and shout. We got morning. I'm so faithful. When I think about Jesus and what is done for me, when I think about Jesus and how it touched me, friend, I can dance all night. When I think about it, I'm telling you, when I think about it, what it's done for me. It ain't just a song to me. It's more to me. It ministers to me because I've been there. I don't know about you. When you've been in that situation, it looked like you was coming out of. When you felt defeated, but when you thought about the goodness of the Lord, and you began to trust him, you saw yourself coming out. You saw yourself rolling out. When you put your mind on the things of Christ, you can't help but to be free. You can't help but to come out. Now when you put your eyes, when you fixate your eyes on the things of the world, you will stay right there. You'll stay right there dying in that place. But I'm here to tell you, you'll say your name, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I'm excited today. Oh God, we were driving home last night. Hallelujah. And I'm gonna get to the priesthood, but I'm gonna let the Holy Spirit move. We were driving home last night. And the clock strike 12. See, the enemy trying to tell you, well, they don't understand that you're not going to be all because you had a show and all that. But I declare and declare, devil, you are not him. I'm getting on this call. And I prayed with my mother all the way through till we got to the house. I was going to tell you, I was thanking God because what I prayed for, before I could even ask, God had already made provisions. Holy Ghost, shut up. I'm going to tell you that trial and grace, which already being delivered, I'm made it whole, safe. There was nothing in the house to stop me. My God, my husband made it home safe. He was driving in his truck. I was in my car. And we made it home. God, I made it home before him. He started out before me. He was thinking that, where's my wife at? Oh, she all right. And pulls up and she already in the house. I pray my way all the way to the house. Amen. Y'all welcome this Sunday morning. Let me tell you, I'm just excited. It's good to see our grandmother Helen here in church today. My mother Carol and my mother Kathy Hunter. God bless you. God keep you. Welcome, Minister Ryan and Evangelist Kimberly Ruffin and Ruffin family. Brother Joan, of course, bless you, your wife and all. It's already all right, amen. In the name of Jesus, Sister Connie Norman, just want to let you know we see you. Hallelujah. God bless you, amen. And all our guests, and this bless you. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. I know everybody number, but we see you. God see you, amen. It's our prayer. Whatever you're asking God to do in this season in your life, that God will answer your prayer according to his will and plan for your life, because he knows what's best for you, amen. And it is my prayer that you would trust God in this season even more. Hallelujah. That you would trust him and stay there, say, God, whatever you want to do. I mean, a faithful prayer. Amen. That you trust that God, whatever you want to do, when you want to do it, I trust you.
Thank you.
And stay right there. And I always say this, why not?
Thank you.
Why not trust him? Amen. The message today, you all, is going to go forward. It's convinced and said, let us pray. Brother God, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We ask right now in Jesus' name that you would just have your way in this Sunday service, oh God. Not my words, but your words, Father God. Not my way, but your way, oh God. Let thy will be done in this service right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would just help us all to receive right now. Lord, that you would open up the channels of our spirit to receive you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Not seeking error, oh God, but seeking your way, amen. Seeking your word, oh God. Seeking the wisdom that comes from you, oh God, so that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come, Lord Jesus Christ, and take your rightful place on the throne of my life, oh God. For you have called me, Lord God. For you have set me apart for such a time as this. You have told me, oh God, to walk in the apostolic. And I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, I give it to you right now, my life for eternity. And I ask you, Lord, for bind all that I am to all that you are. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, extend yourself through me, in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decrease right now so that you may have all the increase in me right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let them hear your voice, oh God, that they may receive divine guidance, instruction, and direction for their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare and declare you to be on the throne of my life, in and over all areas of my life, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, in all, through all, and above all of my life. In Jesus' name, let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done. Amen. Let us receive our day.
name is better, we may be full. Our spiritual letters may be full. That our spirit man will be strengthened. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So we know that the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. And we declare in the crowd that we are well and good in you, Christ.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I ain't going to keep you long this morning, amen. I'm just going to give the word, amen. Hallelujah, Shana. My Lord, my God, confess your sins. That is the message. A lot of us have not confessed our sins. We think we can go to God halfway. And not understanding that God knows everything about you, everything you've done in the hidden places, everything that you've done publicly, amen. He knows if you truly are sorry about your sins. He knows when you come to him, are you going to get up and go back to what you are? Would you confess, amen? He knows if you truly have a heart of repentance. So the message today is confess your sins.
Hallelujah.
Confess your sins.
Yes.
Confess your sins. Let's go to the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 through 10.
Amen.
Amen. May God add a blessing to the reader, the hearer, and most of all the doers of his word. We're going to start in the book of John, 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 through 10. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 through 10, the Bible says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Come on now.
My Lord.
If we say that the truth is not in us, verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For since if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us.
My Lord. Hallelujah.
Confess your sins.
Hallelujah.
I want you to take a look at this here. This is John speaking. Here John was attacking the second claim of false teachers that people had no natural tendency towards sin. Mm. See, we hear, we got to understand this, that they had no sin and that they were in the incapable of sinning. See, some of us think that we're incapable of sinning and, oh, no, it's okay, and I'm already forgiven. I don't got to say nothing. I don't got to pay. Yes, the Bible says we have to confess our sins. See, this idea is at best self-deception and at worst a bald-faced lie. See, the false teachers refuse to take sin seriously. See, in order to take sin seriously, we are not to practice sin, don't we fall short, but we should not be practicing sin. See, they wanted to be considered Christians, but they saw no need to confess and repent.
My Lord.
See, the death of Christ did not mean much to them because they didn't think they needed it. So instead of repenting and being purified by Christ, but they were encouraging sin amongst believers. We're talking about the leaders of the church.
Hallelujah.
See, in this life, we are always capable of sinning. We have to understand this. None of us is without sin.
Right.
So we should never let down our guard, you all.
Uh-huh.
See, the false teachers not only deny that sin breaks up our fellowship with God and that they have a sinful nature, but they also deny that their conduct involves any sin at all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That was a lie that, hallelujah, that was a lie. And I'm going to say it again. That was a lie that ignored one basic truth. All people are sinners by nature and by practice.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But at conversion, all our sins are forgiven, past, present, and future. Amen?
Yeah.
Yet even after we became Christians, we still sin and still need to confess. See, this kind of confession is not offered to gain God's acceptance, but to remove the barrier of fellowship that our sin has put between us and him.
Yeah.
See, it is difficult, however, for many people to admit their faults and shortcomings, even to God.
Uh-huh.
See, it takes humility and honesty to recognize our weaknesses, you all.
Yeah.
And most of us would rather pretend that we are strong.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Most of us would rather pretend that we are strong. Hallelujah. In front of people. But look here. It is important that we confess our sins.
Amen.
See, he will not push us away. God will not push you away. No matter what we've done, you all. Instead, he will draw us to him.
Uh-huh.
He will draw us to him. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on now. Confess your sins. Confess your sins. Be open. Be honest about the sins that you have committed. Hallelujah. So that God can draw you near to him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want you to understand, you all, there is healing for you in your confession. There is healing for you in your confession. Hallelujah.
Yes.
There's healing. I'm going to say it again. Many of us are need the healing, and we're praying, God, I need a healing right now, God. Right now, Lord, look, how long I'm going to stay like this? How long do I have to suffer, oh God? I want you to know that there is healing for you in your confession of sin.
Hallelujah.
How is that, Pastor? Go with me to James. The book of James, chapter 5, verse 16. The book of James, chapter 5, verse 16. And I want to repeat it so that we can get there in case I'm moving a little too fast for some of us. James 5 and 16. The Bible says, therefore, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed.
Amen.
The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, therefore, confess your sins to one another. See, Christ has made it possible for us to go directly to God for forgiveness. But confessing our sins to each other still has an important place in the life of the church. And you are the church. We are the church. See, if we have sinned against an individual, we must ask him or her to forgive us. If our sin has affected the church, we must confess it publicly. If we need loving support as we struggle with a sin, we should confess that sin to those who are able to provide that support. Amen?
Amen.
And if after confessing the private sin to God, we still don't feel his forgiveness, we may wish to confess that sin to a fellow believer and hear him or her or share her of God's pardon. Amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, in Christ's kingdom, every believer is a priest to other believers.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Confess your sins. Confess your sins, amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, there's a part of this commandment here in this scripture that sounds good to us, particularly being healed. See, there's something refreshing in the last bit of to get to the enjoyable part. However, you have to go through the uncomfortable part of confessing your sins to one another. See, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Of all the one another verse you are, perhaps this one, James prompts the most hesitation here. No one likes airing their dirty laundry.
My Lord.
You don't want nobody to know, especially that you've been showing up like you got it all together, that you got it all figured out, that you're better than that, you're holier than thou, and now you got to confess, because the Bible says, confess these sins to one another so that you can be healed. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. It's all good in the beginning, but there's something for you to do.
Uh-huh.
No one enjoys publicly admitting their sin, whether it's to one person or a group of 10 or more. It doesn't matter. Nobody wants to air their dirty laundry. I don't need nobody to know that about me. Can I just say to you, pray for me?
My Lord.
What are we praying about? What are you confessing today?
Hallelujah.
That's hard, isn't it, Pastor?
Hallelujah.
It's hard. I would say, you know what I want you to pray? It's to confess.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Ah, come on now.
Hallelujah.
Confess I got angry. Confess I am forgiven. Confess I cheated. You know, to confess. Oh, I saw it. Confess. You know, I don't believe. To confess that. I need help with my unbelief. To confess that.
Amen.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
My Lord, a lot of us as Christians struggle to obey what God says here. But as with all difficult things God said to us, this command is for our good.
Amen.
And there is no way to bypass the hard work of confessing our sins to one another if we want to be healed.
Hallelujah.
Some of us sit right there, Lord, I want to be healed. What do you say? Confess.
Yes.
Lord, I need a little bit to confess.
Uh-huh.
Go to your family, brother and sister, and confess.
Amen.
So they can pray for you. The Bible says the fervent prayer of the righteous avail much.
Amen.
Go confess.
Amen.
And then we're going to pray.
Amen.
And then it's going to be deliverance.
Amen.
And then it's going to be healing.
Amen.
You're going to be set free.
Yes.
But will you do that?
Hallelujah.
Confess your sins.
Hallelujah.
Confess I'm an angry, I'm a rebellious person, and I know I need help. Confess I got a problem with my attitude. And, you know, confess. I know you've been acting like you got it together, but if somebody says something wrong, you're going to snap.
Amen.
Come on, can you confess?
Amen.
I got a problem with self. I keep getting in the way.
Yes.
I keep running people off. Can we confess who we really are?
Hallelujah.
Can we confess we have a problem? A problem with lust and perversion. We got a problem with pornography. Can we confess I got a problem with pornography? I got a problem with lust. Can we confess? Can we really go? Because hold on now. We really want to confess that I look good. I sound good. I'm dirty.
Hallelujah.
Can we confess I'm dirty?
Hallelujah.
I need some cleaning up, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I can be healed. You ain't got to limp around in life no more because you want to hold on to that.
Yeah.
Confess it and be healed.
Hallelujah.
So listen to me. Let's look closer at what God is saying to us and then think about why we must confess our sins for one another to be healed.
Uh-huh.
Confess. To confess means to make an admission or a wrongdoing, and always involves at least three things.
Right.
A wrongdoing, a heartfelt knowledge that of what you have done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is indeed wrong, okay? That you know this is wrong. Indeed, I was wrong. I did this is wrong. And a person outside of yourself that you would admit these things to. Confession cannot exist where one of these three is missing.
Uh-huh.
No wrongdoing means you have nothing to confess. No heartfelt knowledge of your wrong, and you fail to see anything to confess. And no person outside of yourself means there's no one to confess your wrongdoings to.
My Lord.
Be healed today.
Hallelujah.
Confess.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, if we think we have not sinned, and we say to ourselves, we've lied to ourselves.
Yes.
You deceived your own self.
You deceived
your own self. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 32:1-5, you want to go with me here? Hi, yeah, hey, come on now.
Yes.
Psalm 32:1-5 here. This is David speaking. David in Psalm 32:1-5. Hallelujah. I'll give you all a minute to get there. We're going to wrap up here. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 32. Hi, come on now. We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you're there, say amen.
Hey.
Hiya. Oh, God, we thank you for the God. The Bible says, blessed.
Yes.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones grew old, through my growing all day long. For day and night your hands were heavy upon me. My vitality was turning to the drought of summer. I acknowledge my sin to you. What is it? He's confessing. I confess my sin to you. I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have hidden. I have not hidden. Amen. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Thank you. Thank you.
Confess.
Thank you.
Your sins.
Hallelujah.
So that you can be forgiven.
Yes.
What is confession? To confess our sin is to agree with God.
Amen.
To confess our sin is to agree with God, acknowledging that he is right to declare what we have done as sinful and that we are wrong to desire or to do it. It is to affirm our intention of abandoning that sin in order to follow him more faithfully.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Confess
Amen.
Your sin. Be healed. Be delivered. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. I hope that helps someone today.
Amen.
With everyone today. With everyone. Hallelujah. Will you confess your sin and be healed? Will you confess your sins? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you get back to that place where God can use you? Will you get back to that place where God can work miracles in your life? Don't let the enemy deceive you, thinking you can say, a lot of us, we go to God, and we're not with an honest prayer. We just go asking for things and not confessing. You know, we'll say, Lord, forgive me. Well, what are you asking for forgiveness for?
Amen.
Lord, forgive me. Even at a time when you're by yourself, sometimes we feel ashamed, and just even to go to God in that private, secret place and ask God to forgive us, Lord, I've done wrong, and that I know you've seen it, and can't even begin to get it out of our mouth. Can't begin to even open our mouth to say what we did and all. Because of shame. But God said, confess your sins. Confess your sins and say, Lord, I messed up. I saw that. I took that. I cheated. I lied. I was wrong in that. Oh, forgive me. Whatever it is, confess. Be open with your Father. And go to your fellow brother and sister and confess our sins so we can pray.
Amen.
So healing can come.
Amen.
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 And I said to you, why not?
Yes.
It's all for your good. Is that one today?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There may be one today. I want every single one, you know, to realize that the doors of the church are open. This is the opportunity for every single body to come out of that place of darkness. So that's what sin is. Sin is a place of darkness. See, when you hold on to sin, That means you hold on to darkness. So let me tell you this here. See, when you hold on to something, thinking that you're not worthy enough, that you're not good enough, you will stay right there in that place. But see, we have a Savior. We have Jesus Christ. And we have that opportunity to come to Jesus Christ every single day, every single time, with every single thing that is concerning you. That's every single thing. So there might be one today. There might be one today that's dealing with something right now that's in their mind. Somebody that's dealing with something that's in their body. There is something that just won't move. It just won't go away. Well, this is the time. Will you bring it all over to Jesus? Hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he died for every single one of your sins? Hallelujah. Those past, present, and the ones you're going to commit tomorrow. Hallelujah. Will you confess today that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? Hallelujah. There might be one. The most important thing that you can ever do in your life is to come out of sin and enter into grace. Grace. Hallelujah. And that's being saved. Will you come today? There's a simple prayer for you, a simple prayer of salvation that seals you into this glorious faith. If you have not done that, you know you have not done that, will you press one today? Hallelujah. There may be one that have already prayed this prayer of salvation. So we need to understand about confession. See, confession, see, that puts you in a place to where you're no longer in that prideful place. You're in that humble place. See, we're already in Christ. Some of us are not in Christ. Hallelujah. The doors of the church are open for you. And those of us who are in Christ that may have came from underneath the covenant of grace, you may have gotten into pride. You may have gotten into self. You may have gotten into that place where you're going to do it how you want to do it. And here it is that sickness has entered into your body. Do you know that sickness is a sin? Hallelujah. Will you bring it all over to Jesus? See, you're already in Christ, but you're holding on to sickness. You're agreeing with sickness. Hallelujah. Will you give it all over today? Will you be healed today? Will you press one today and be delivered from whatever it is that you've been praying about all this time, just been praying. See, you tell God about it, but you take it back with you. God, here it is, but you take it back with you. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you press one today? Hallelujah. See, we are not a prideful man or a prideful woman. We are a righteous man and a righteous woman, clothed with immense power and authority. Will you use your authority with your mouth today and confess your sins today? Hallelujah. Give it all over to Jesus. Hallelujah. There may be one. There may be one that's dealing with something that's in their body right now. You need agreement. Hallelujah. You need these prayer warriors. You need pastors. You need evangelists. You need prophets. You need apostles. That's what God put these men and women in place for, to pray with you. But the Bible tells us over here in James that those that are sick, to come to the elders and let them anoint your head with oil and let them pray over you. Will you come today? See, that's power and agreement. Will you come today? Hallelujah. If everything that you're praying about for your mother, for your father, for yourself, your sister or brother, your children, will you come today and give it all over to Jesus? So the Bible tells us when the two or three are gathered together in his name, asking anything, he said, there he is in the midst of it. And he said, that he will do for you. Will you press one today? Hallelujah. While you still have time. Hallelujah. There may be even one that's looking for a church home. I want you to understand something, that we are the church. You see, the church is not the building. So that means right there where you're at right now, I don't know where you, what side of the world that you're on, but right there where you're at, see, there is no distance in spirit. Hallelujah. Because we're right now touching and agreeing. Pastor Tawanika and I, we would love to be your pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, we're going to love on you like God has told us how to love on you. See, that's a supernatural love. not a worldly love. See, we're not here just to serve people. See, we're here to serve God. And we're going to serve you just like God has served us, with the word of God, the written word of God, with all his love that God has put inside of us, which is the word of God. See, that's how we're going to serve you. Hallelujah. We welcome you in today. Will you press one today? Right there where you are. Hallelujah. There may be one. Somebody has a testimony. Somebody has a testimony of how good God has been. Somebody has been through something, and God has brought them out of that thing because they believed that he would bring them out. Somebody got a testimony. Hallelujah. Will you press one today? Hallelujah. Because your testimony, that gives believers all over the world strength to know that if God is that good to you, I know God is that good to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God.
God bless everyone today. God bless you. God keep you.
Yeah.
Amen. Look to the hills from which comes your help. Your help cometh from the Lord our God. Amen. He'll never leave you nor forsake you, neither sleep nor slumber.
Amen.
Anytime you need him, just call on him all day through the day. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our tithes and offering. Hallelujah. If you can gather your tithes and offering, you'll send those over to Cash App. If you have Cash App, Pastor Chantel. That's P-A-S-T-O-R. S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. Pastor Chantel. And if you want to send those in to us, you can give us a call, you all. I will provide you with the number here in our announcement. I'll have it up in front of me at that time. Father God, we thank you right now as we receive tithes and offering, oh God, as we give, oh God, we declare and declare, we plant in good ground, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we reap a good harvest, amen. Lord, your word says that it's best to give than receive, oh God, freely you give, us freely we give. Lord, we thank you that you have blessed us, oh God, to be a blessing, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, all that give on today, oh God, we ask in Jesus' name that there be no lack in their giving, oh God, and those that purpose their hearts to give, oh God, we ask you to restore their stewardship so that they will be able to give in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God, when you multiply, oh God, multiply us in your blessing. When you favor, oh God, multiply us, oh God, with this favor. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory.
Yeah.
Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. God bless. God bless. One more time. I'm just so excited, as you can tell from the beginning. Last night was a night. It was a lot. He had a lot going on, me and my husband. And so I was just so tired this morning. But I tell you, when I think about the Lord,
amen,
and what he's done, I can't help but to shout glory, hallelujah. Amen. Our announcements for this Sunday, May 16, 2021. We have a gospel ministry of pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning and Colony Kamani. Announcements. Monday, we have our intercessory prayer at 9 p.m., but because we're in the month of May and we declare and declare harvest time, we are in prayer from May 1st to May 31st at 12 midnight. Join us at 732-434-2510 at Central Standard Time, 732-434-2510 Central Standard Time. We're there every night at midnight and just thanking God for what he's doing. I mean, the Holy Spirit is definitely moving. We come believing. Come believing. Come with your mindset to receive, amen, your harvest of God's goodness, the harvest of God's favor and provision for your life. That's May 1st to 31st, and today is the 16th. We're 16 days in, so join us. It's not too late to join in. 732-434-2510. Amen. That's our prayer line. On Wednesday nights, we have Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line at 845-277-9213. And on Saturday, we have our led teachings. Join us. Those classes, those lessons around about 30 to 45 minutes here on our church line at 845-277-9213. It's a really good breakdown when we're studying one particular lesson. Is it being led by the Holy Spirit? And it's a really good class. I mean, we have time to really, you know, talk and just pour in for 30 to 45 minutes. And I love it.
because it gives me the opportunity to really talk to everyone, just like a Bible study. It's not too intense. It's no more laid back too. Amen. And that's on Saturdays at 12 noon Central Standard Time. Join us here at 845-277-9213. And on Sunday at 10 a.m. is our Sunday service. And at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time is our, what do you call it, afternoon service. So join us back here at 2 p.m. Amen. On Monday through Thursday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have the shout that's hosted by me, Prophetess Tisha Telmanny. So join us at 6 p.m. It's from 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. It's a time of praise and worship, prayer, the word of God, and testimony. Amen. So join us. You get an opportunity to shout and tell us what God has done for you and your testimony, or just to praise God with us. Amen. And then we want to wish everybody happy birthday in the month of May. Happy May birthday, babies. Happy birthday. God bless you. May God continue to be with you and pour into you mighty his word. And may you become a living Episcopal of God to be used. Amen. Did I say that right?
Right.
My tongue sometimes gets tired. Amen. And so the month of June, you all, we're going to be preparing for Pastor Manning's birthday. He's turning 40. Oh, my husband is getting grown. He's just growing into this wonderful man. 40 years old, June 8th, we'll be celebrating Pastor Manning's birthday. Look for the invite. Amen. And in June, the last weekend of June, I will begin to serve in the office of an apostle. Hallelujah. Look at God. Elevation. And we'll have a convocation with the Universal Kingdom Alliance. And that'll be from, I believe, the 24th to the 20th. Chapter 28. If you want to join us, let us know. If you're here in Houston, or if you want to drive in or fly in, let us know. We'll have you. Amen. And I believe that concludes our announcements. I think that's it. All right. God bless everyone. May God keep you. May God continue to pour into all of us here on Sunday. And Grandmother Helen, we love you.
Yeah.
And we're lifting you up in prayer. We had an opportunity to go down there for Mother's Day. And we look at last weekend. We was in the, yeah, and we just had a good time. So we're praying for you. We love you so much. Oh, that you are on our minds. Amen. May God bless everyone here. We bless you all here at the Gospel Puppet Ministries. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement to others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. Amen. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity and function the way you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, that we come together, that we're saved. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Pastor Manny has the benediction. But I wanted to give you all this number. I know I forgot something. Forgive me here. We have our phone number. You can reach Pastor Manny or myself. We have our church number outside of the church line. So we have a church number, the Gospel Public Ministry here in Houston, Texas. If you need to reach me or Pastor Manning, we want to give you that number that you can reach us on. It's the prayer line as well as our number, our church number, where you can call directly and reach one of us at that number in your time of need or whatever you're going through. Because this particular number, you can only call in for service, but you can call us at 484-740-5075. That number is 484-740-5075. You can use that number to call for prayer if you just need counseling or whatever you may need. Give us a call on that number. You can reach us on that number. Again, it's 484-740-5075. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God definitely makes a way for all things. If y'all receive that, you know, do say amen. I receive that message in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, what a wonderful message that went forth this morning from this wonderful messenger of God. Amen. Well, I do pray that every single one was able to receive, and you stay right there and hold on to the word of God. Hold on to it. Okay? Amen. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again. God bless you. God keep you. We love you here at the Gospel Public Ministry. God loves you more. Remember, y'all, Satan is defeated,
yes.
And Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Have yourself a wonderful morning.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Here's all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah. Yeah.